Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The road into Denali National Park has been closed due to the coronavirus pandemic. The 90-mile road is largely snow-covered this time of year and typically only open to vehicles a short distance, but is a popular jumping-off point for spring skiing and other recreation. Park spokesperson G.W. Hitchcock says the road's closure reflects existing state health mandates, requiring people stay home and not travel between communities except for critical needs.
What we're trying to do is prevent people coming from areas of known community spread like Anchorage or Fairbanks and creating the possibility of introducing COVID into the Denali or Talkeetna community, neither of which have any confirmed cases right now.
Hitchcock says the closure also includes most park entrance area facilities.
The visitor centers, the bathrooms, campgrounds, trailhead.
Hitchcock says the Denali Post Office is the only entrance area facility which remains open and accessible. He says the park road closure will be reevaluated on April 21st.
That's when the state is going to reevaluate its health mandate. You know, at that point, we'll look at the closure and see if it's still necessary.
Hitchcock says the agency is committed to providing as much access as possible and is talking with park bus and campground contractor Doyon Aramark about how pandemic restrictions could be accommodated if extended into the summer season.
To see what they think they can do, how can we accommodate maybe a different way of thinking?
Hitchcock says Doyon Aramark is still taking online campground and bus trip reservations. He says the Park Service is in communication with visitor industry representatives and park land inholders about the summer season, and that the agency is meanwhile making good progress repairing a landslide-affected section of the park road at mile 45 known as Pretty Rocks. The COVID-19 pandemic will not prevent Alaskans from fishing this summer. Alaska Public Media reports that residents are being asked to take precautions to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Rick Green is a special assistant to the commissioner of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
We're not closing anything. Every fishery out there is going to run as they would normally.
Yesterday, ADF&G released guidelines aimed at allowing Alaskans to participate in sport and personal use fisheries while following state health mandates.
We came up with the guidelines of how basically you can get through a community without interacting with the locals to stave off any possibility of spreading of COVID.
According to the guidelines, residents should fish as close to home as possible and should not plan on stopping for supplies outside of their home communities. While fishing, the department encourages the use of face coverings and says fishermen must practice social distancing.